I think it's a smart move. I think looking at the coaching market, who was available, who the Clippers were interviewing and looking at, Ty Lue really fit the criteria. As I reported a few weeks ago after the departure of Doc Rivers, the Clippers had an internal checklist of what they were looking for their next coach, and went through a very rigorous process of almost 3 weeks of interviews. They interviewed 10 different candidates, whittled that down to 5 serious candidates, then narrowed that down to 3, and ultimately picked between Ty Lue and another candidate. But you know, they told, you know, I was told that in basically every category, Ty Lue either ranked first or second for them in across a spectrum of characteristics and qualities that they were looking for in the coach. And I think just looking at some of the things that I was told he's likely to do for next season, you know, better ball movement. That was something that really, you know, the Clippers struggled with this season. They played a lot of ISO ball and a lot of stagnation offensively. So better ball movement, better pace. Defensively, they're going to mix in some zone coverages, which we've seen some teams in the playoffs recently have some success with. They're probably going to play smaller. You know, I think young guys like Ivica Zubac, Landry Shamet are going to have bigger roles. You know, this season their roles were a little bit capped, kind of in the teens, and you know, they didn't often play into the 20s or 30s minutes wise. So I think you're going to see a different just Clippers team next season, and I think on paper a more modern version of them. So I you know, again, given the circumstances, I think Ty Lue was the best available candidate, and I do think, based on what I've heard so far, it does look like the Clippers are trending in the right direction.
So I would agree with all that. I really liked the hire as well. I'm more curious, like, you know, we had the rumblings. Was it January? I believe maybe it was even your report, right, that there was some friction in the locker room, right? Montrezl Harrell at one point had a blow-up. But what I find interesting is, obviously, for people might not know, and they did pay attention to the Clippers, but he was an assistant on this staff, right? So, like, that's what I find interesting is there's indications that the players are behind this, but he was part of a staff where there was some friction with the way some of the stars were handled.
Correct, and I do think that's certainly a factor. It's a factor that the organization considered. But they kind of went through the process with, you know, telling Lue up front, hey, like, let's treat this like a blank slate, like a blank canvas, and you tell us, you know, imagine you weren't here last year, you know, just from an outsider's perspective. Now, you know, you're sliding over from that assistant coach spot to the head coach spot, which is only like 12 to 16 inches, but it's a lot bigger of a move than people think.
Yep.
And what would you do as the head coach of this team? You know, what type of offense would you run? What type of defense would you run? What would your rotation be? You know, what type of players would you like to add? What type of players would you like to remove? And I think walking through that process, you know, they felt that he was the right guy and was on the same page with them. And again, that was a big thing with Doc, as I reported a few weeks ago. Like, you know, ultimately the reason they decided to part ways with Doc was because when they tried to diagnose what went wrong with this season, the diagnosis from the Clippers side versus Doc side were completely different. They were not on the same page. And when they tried to project how to improve that and you know, what players maybe needed to be moved or what players maybe needed to play more or less, they didn't agree on that either. So I think, again, you know, Ty's vision aligned more with ownership, with management, and I think ultimately that's why they went in that direction. You know, it is a factor, of course, and but from, you know, what I was told, he is well-liked by all the players. You know, I think there was at some point eventually, you know, some players tuning out Doc to an extent, but that never happened with Ty. I think he had a better and stronger relationship with some guys. So I do think that it is a challenge, and the Clippers are, you know, I think, going to have to switch up the rotation next season. I would be shocked if they bring back the same top 8 or top 9 guys. So I think that might resolve some of those issues in and of itself. But it is something to I think, keep an eye on. And if this doesn't work out, I think that could end up being a factor. He was, I guess, a part of some of these things last season.